If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Big fucking deal, bitch. Who are you, you fucking whore?
And Tyler Bunch!
Yeah, the baby's crying. What do? Do you soothe it or do you shake it?
Yeah, right.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 270 of Suplex City Limits, recorded June 14th, 2020. I'm up front like handicapped parking. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's so down to earth that he's underground. My co-host.
I'm up front. Touch my dick if you like me. I'm Tyler Fudge.
Touch your dick if you like me.
I want to see photos on Twitter, not of like actual dick in hand, like pants on, hand cupping the dick, hashtag dick if you like me.
Dick if you like me. Speaking of which, our friends at the They Live for Horror podcast were like, have you got any pictures of dicks? I'm like, no. Why? Wait. Because evidently one of them was fucked up and was telling people to send pictures of their dicks to us.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know. I don't know what that says about the dedication of your listener base that I got indeed zero dicks.
It's either that or the average median penis size of your podcast is too goddamn small. One of the two.
Anyway, Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow and interact with me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you dig the show, consider helping us out, supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also become a producer, get a shout out at the start of the show. Like B Rad Brad, Caleb, you should see the size of his Oregon Field. Morgan Field, C Money. He's not balding, Chris Balding. This is weird. This new list is in different order.
Oh, is it?
So weird. Joke that Jeremy Fultz, kick ass Keith Martin, LPH, LaShawn Patrick Hamilton. What did we decide he has moniker was going to be?
Oh gosh, man, you're asking me to remember something I said when I was stoned.
You asking me to remember stuff, man?
Man, all I could say is like, he doesn't need a moniker. His name is LaShawn Patrick Hamilton.
Oh, we were calling him Lord.
Lord
LPH.
Yes. Yes.
Lucas Gucci Balducci, Mike the Miz Guy Norris, Plain Vanilla Martin Corns, the Smack It Down podcast, Scary Terry Ansel. The original, the only Miz cast, Evil Evan, a boy. Let's see, who else we got? Rice, Roni, Jabroni, Tyloni. And, of course, the Roach Killer, Chris Savage.
Yeah. What a list.
Yeah, what a list of degenerates.
Every last fucking one of you is.
Yeah, but we love you guys. So this week on the show, be looking back very briefly at the In Your House show from NXT, which is a week ago today. So
yes, whatever, it was a while ago.
We got some Wednesday night action, some news, top three, all that kind of shit. So we have waked and baked. I'm very fucking baked,
as you can tell by the coughs that he lets out as he's doing his Patreon plugs.
I got a brand new fucking piece. Brand new pice.
I got a new pice. I got brand new mouth. I said that really loud into the mic, and I'm pretty sure it was all feedback, but hey, whatever.
And it just hits like a motherfucker. It just hits. It also shoots flaming weed in my mouth sometimes, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You need a filter.
Stick around for that. And a glass pipe?
Well, you don't put filters in your glass pipes? I got glass filters.
Nah. Yeah, people fuck with that. I never do. I got it. You smoke a few through there, and it builds up enough that it doesn't gonna hit you.
That's when you change it up. Anyway. I got a box of like 200 for like $7.
Yeah, I just throw the pipes away and get new ones because they're super cheap.
This not is a little shop by my house. Not here.
Yeah. 2 for $18, man.
I can't get 1 for $18 here.
Unless and the hippies that like work there crack me the fuck up. Because so. I pull up, you know, I pull up out front in my cop car.
They're like, oh, no, we're caught.
And they're like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, who called the popo?
Yeah, not a cop. I tried to explain that to her as I left, and I don't think all she heard was cop, and she's like, what? I am not a cop. No, she's young, man. Oh. But it's like, I'm not a cop. So when you see me get into my cop car, I'm not a cop. She greets people coming in as, hello, friend.
What if you came hello, in dressed friend. As a cop?
That's like, so 60s, cop. So 60s hippie, man, to call people friend. Hello, friend.
Oh, yeah. Hello, hello fellow earthling.
Yeah. But we're rambling. It's a Sunday morning, wake and bake.
Ramble.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
Crack that beer.
Not that telling pipe. You to get fucked. We're saying get fucked up.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who you are. So hey?
Not just joking. Let's get into this shit. Let's get back on track. Get back on track.
Oh, yeah.
With this week's top three.
Suplex City Limit.
Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Getting back on track. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start it off? No particular order.
I mean, let's get the in your house stuff out of the way. Let's void our bowels of this because this show peaked on the pre-show.
Wow. Wow. What was the pre-show? I didn't watch that.
Todd Pettengill.
Oh, fuck. I saw even the
Gary Shandling, whichever one it was. I don't know, because he kind of looks like Gary Shandling these days.
It's Todd Pettengill. He's still in radio, man. He just does fucking some kind of radio show now.
Oh, but, really?
I mean, you know, whatever. What did you think? I thought the vibe of the show was pretty funny, like how it looked shit. I think it's weird that, you know, this is something to consider, but... You're not in the house, right? I mean, I guess we're in our house, but we're outside of the house. That is the set.
Well, yes. Yeah, yeah. Then that's always been the case. Because, I mean, that's the set that... It's not the same set, but it's just a play on the old In Your House set. They used to have the old picture living room window. It was always, you know, a classic little setup. I've always liked that look.
I love the doorbell camera that they used.
Yes.
That's fucking good. Whoever came up with that.
I like the integration of Johnny Gargano's entrance, where he sat at his kitchen table. He gets up, he's wearing his entrance gear, and he just walks out the door, and boom, he's at Full Sail. That brings us to, let's say, the first match on our top three. What a fucking transition. Johnny Gargano taking on Keith Lee for the NXT Television Championship. The small guy being the heel, and the big guy being the babyface.
Yeah,
power dynamics off, but the match was good. So
I thought it was good. I mean, there's different things that I had issues with, but you know, he does like his selling of things is, I don't know, man. Keith Lee in short bursts, I'm all about. Like Keith Lee smashing dudes, but like now you're starting to see where he has these longer matches and stuff. And yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I thought it was the weakest Gargano takeover match that I can remember.
I go so far as saying this is the weakest takeover so far.
Really. Yeah. There was nothing that really blew me away on the show. Nope. I thought that this was okay, though.
Yeah. I mean, like, Gargano and Lee, I thought, you know, they managed to tell the story of the bad guy who is the least opposing member of the two. And they made a way to flesh that out and not make that seem too absurd. I do have like little nitpick problems with like when he goes to do the pounce and Johnny Gargano visibly jumps up 3 feet to take the pounce.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really like that. That to me is it takes me out of my disbelief.
Yeah, his regenerative eye ability. Like, I don't understand that. He gets stabbed in the eye with keys, and like minutes later, he's okay for the second time.
Yeah, he's got bionic eyes. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I guess. So, you know, and coming into it, wasn't that into that angle. I'm not into Gargano as a heel at all. Like, no. I'm just like, nope.
No, yeah, I like him better as a plucky babyface. The only problem is he was starting to kind of get booed as the plucky babyface, so they kind of had to do something with him, and here we are.
So. I guess here we are. Moving on from that match, unless you have anything else.
No.
We have the triple threat match for NXT Women's Championship. Io Shirai, Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley. This was a good match, but...
There's a big but, and I'm pretty sure both of us have the same but, and it revolves around who took the pin.
Well, it's not Charlotte, because she does not, in fact, have a but. The pin, the finish was shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. You've got Charlotte. The whole point, now, this is what we've been told. The whole point of Charlotte going to NXT was to get over NXT talent. Now, I want to preface get over, right? Yeah. And so Rhea Ripley ran hot throughout the fall. She was really gaining a lot of traction. She wins the NXT Women's Championship. She goes to WrestleMania in a match against Charlotte, and it's like, oh, Rhea Ripley's going to get a good rub. Okay, and no, she loses to Charlotte. Now, obviously, Rhea Ripley had some visa things to take care of, but still, you know, when you take it into fact here, Rhea Ripley never gets her win over Charlotte again, at least not yet, anyways. And when Io Shirai goes to win this title, she pins Rhea Ripley, not Charlotte, to allow Charlotte to just go back up to Raw and spend 58 minutes of a three-hour Raw on TV. Man, like, this company can eat a bag of fucking dicks.
Right? Like, I don't know if they're trying to be ironic, but I saw some wrestling news Twitters today. They're like, oh, Charlotte Flair in line to get a big push. What, no, off a fucking cliff? Like, no, what are we talking about?
No way. Are you serious? Fuck yeah, off. Charlotte Flair has not had a big push since she got her second fucking augmentation surgery.
I look forward to this young and up-and-comer getting a real shot.
Yeah. Yeah, a real shot in the face full of fucking cortisone or whatever the fuck. What do you call it? That makes her Botox.
I don't know what makes her look like that. She looks like she like went into a plastic surgeon. And, can you make me look like Rocky Dennis from the 80s movie The Mask, starring Cher and Sam Elliott?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, the end of that movie is so sad when, spoiler alert, for a movie came out in 1980, whatever, when Rocky Dennis dies at the end.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. It is. That's the redheaded guy, right? With the square face. Yeah. Yeah.
That guy looks like Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
She has just go away heat with me.
Yeah.
So as I was watching this match, I'm just like, and in the finish, I just, awesome. Just awesome.
Like,
so it's
I appreciate Io Shirai being champion? Yeah, I do. Do I think this is all just a ploy to try to keep her in the States? Yeah, I do.
Dude, nobody beats, and even champions now, they've gotten to the point where you don't even have to beat somebody to become the champion. Now, AJ Styles just won a match to get a belt that nobody was holding. What was the other one recently?
Who won something without winning? There's a cruiserweight title. I don't know.
He won that without winning.
Then there was the I suppose what the tag the team one? Titles was Pete Dunne was replaced by somebody else.
I swore there was another thing recently where one of the other belts was just kind of given to somebody. Either way, I don't know. I don't watch that shit, but. Nobody wins, you know. What was the point? Charlotte goes to NXT, just a place to keep her doing stuff while you do something else.
You know what that was? That was Vince's way of trying to boost the ratings for NXT to beat AEW. This wasn't about getting people over. This was about a show getting ratings. They just want you make you think that they got Charlotte there to get somebody over.
She didn't help anybody.
She didn't. She's not going to help. You know why she's not going to help anybody? Because WWE can't make a fucking star to save their life. If they put Randy Orton or somebody on NXT, I don't even know if they would still do it.
Who wants to watch it because of that? I don't understand.
Exactly.
Do you want to see another hour? Make it 6 hours of Randy Orton this week? Go to NXT.
Fuck that. Eat my ass.
This shit is really terrible right now. And it's kind of rubbing off on NXT.
Yeah,
there's a lot of questionable shit that they do down there.
I could have told you this when they said NXT was going to go to USA. As soon as it gotten told that it's going to USA, you know Vince is getting his grubby fucking hands in there. And it's fucking all, you can already see it. Like, Hunter is not the savior to the WWE that everybody says he is. You know, he's not going to come in and he's, you can look at NXT. This whole time in NXT, he hasn't been able to make a show to consistently beat AEW, a fucking t-shirt company, right? If we all want to fucking use these terms, and you go look at NXT, can't do it. Do you think he's going to go to the main roster and do any better? No, he's not.
At least they have good t-shirt. They don't look like high school students trying to do brand logos and shit.
Well, like, I mean, you got Paul, who has all these resources behind him, and he can't do it. Right, like if he can't do it now, he's not going to be able to do it anytime in the future, I don't think. And I think that's part of the reason why you see these people getting replaced creatively and Paul stays in NXT.
I don't even understand that. I want WWE to be good. I don't even care at this point, really.
No,
whatever. Just plenty of other wrestling we can watch.
Just stay away from me.
I'm convinced that there's no way anything can be good there.
There isn't. It's not possible. You know, like, you can get, like, let's say every now and then a match that is like, oh, yeah, it's a good match, but it's a WWE match. It's always got an asterisk next to it because it's the same match that they always have.
Yeah. Did you go out of your way to watch Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles from SmackDown?
No, because AJ Styles is a shell of his former self, and Daniel Bryan is nothing now. Absolutely fucking nothing. He doesn't have a character. He doesn't have, to me, there's nothing that makes me want to stand behind Daniel Bryan anymore. He's just a pale, pasty, dentist looking motherfucker who wrestles. That's it.
Dentist.
He does, though. You're telling me that guy doesn't look at you and you're like, oh yeah, you root around people's mouths for a living for sure.
AJ Styles, who, again, it was clarified this week, is in fact a flat earther.
Yeah.
Also some shit with him and
I know what you're talking about. He got called out by CM Punk. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he has this whole thing with CM Punk because I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say that AJ Styles is a racist, but I mean, like, I wouldn't be that surprised.
I wouldn't either.
I don't know.
I mean, like, yeah, he is that guy that says, not my God. So, wouldn't be surprised. When you're having
badass matches, you know, like, okay, I'll forgive that you're a fucking dumb fuck, but.
Yeah, nothing really forgives the racist part. Because, like, this all stems over CM Punk calling him out for not speaking out about Black Lives Matter. And he said,
How is that guy friends with Gallows and Anderson? Like, how are they friends with
AJ Styles? Man?
Yeah,
because the only way I can see is because they were boys when they went to New Japan, and Gallows and AJ Styles worked together in TNA for a bit. That's the only thing I can see. But they're completely opposite.
Yeah, how does he hang out with those guys? I don't understand.
I think it all boils down to he had nobody else to hang out with in New Japan. That's my thoughts when he first got there. Mm-hmm.
Because if you ignore all the bullshit with him, you know, he seems like a friendly enough guy.
Yeah.
But when you get into flat earth and shit, like, I can't even. I had to delete a couple of them off of my Facebook after I made some post about, I don't know, something making fun of flat earthers. And like two guys were like, well, you know, what?
Yeah. Like, how have you been in my fucking, here.
How have you been in my inner circle, dude? Get out of here.
Yeah. I want you to fucking build a boat. I want you to leave fucking the West Coast of the United States or Canada, whichever one you prefer. Now, I want you to sail west the whole fucking time And hopefully, you run out of provisions before you get to Japan and die, because we don't need you.
Wow. It's hot today. It's hot today. So, yeah. I don't even know where the fuck we're at anymore.
We are at the three-way. We have completed talking about the three-way, because the three-way made us so bitter that we started talking about people's beliefs. So
okay, moving on. Sorry, it's a weird Sunday shows are always like that.
Yeah,
Sunday is just extra loose, but especially like today where I don't have anything to do or anything to anywhere to be.
Oh, you don't?
For that's hours, good. Not for hours. So anyway, FTR, it's debut versus Butcher and the Blade, AEW Dynamite.
I will say so. FTR is a great veer from the usual AEW tag team division. It's probably, I would say, probably one of the best pickups they've had since the conception of the company, because they add so much to that tag team division. They do such just shit that's so simple, but it looks so flashy. They're just so fucking good. They should be up there on everybody's list of best tag teams in the world, bar down. They're great, and their entrance, I love it.
They have showed the potential to be that kind of, you know, the tag team, but it never fully happened. And then they went and did dog shit forever. So
yes,
I'd be interested to see if they indeed do take the, you know, take that level. But then again, tag team wrestling's kind of down despite AEW. Like, we're going to focus on it. The Young Bucks have, this is one of the worst years of their career.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, what you have seen happen in AEW, and you can call this a downfall, too, is the fact that they have taken liberties to get over younger tag teams before trying to get themselves over, quote-unquote, on their show to a nth degree. And Omega does the same thing. You know what I mean? They're kind of putting other people in spotlights because the feeling is that Omega can just jump into a main event spotlight whenever they need to. So they want to get everybody else built up around them. But you know, it's you can look at that as a downfall. And the Young Bucks don't seem like a great team right now because of it. They haven't had that big feud. They haven't had that big match since All Out.
Since Lucha Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I thought this was really good. FTR, that's cool. I don't know how, like, if they'll keep doing the truck thing. Probably not.
Probably not. No, when they get a crowd.
Here it makes sense. But yes. I mean, if you're, I don't want a truck coming out of the entrance ramp. Like, no, that shit's fucking.
No, we don't need that. We don't need
coming out of there, or even next to the entrance ramp. You know, like, I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you say Eddie Guerrero, and I'm like, oh, that one I don't mind. I'm talking more like Alberto Del Rio and JBL. Yeah. And I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I agree. And with FTR coming out in an old truck doesn't make any sense either. If you're in an open-air building like Daly's Place, you can do the entrance like that. Keep that entrance for a place like Daly's Place.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with that. But yeah, really good, just solid fucking tag match. The Butcher and the Blade are also really good.
Yeah.
I especially like the Butcher. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, no, like, to me, you got that big guy. He's got such a great look to him. He screams 80s heel. And I was very excited because I knew Pepper Parks or Blade, he can run circles around a ring. Him against the Revival, I thought, yeah, no, that's going to work perfectly fine. When they tagged in Butcher, though, that's where I was like, oh, now this is interesting. And it didn't disappoint.
Yeah, their song, too, say yeah, it kind of has a say yeah thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And then the song just off a fucking cliff. Sucks dick.
It's, to me, it has the same feel. Like, would I listen to this song outside of wrestling? No. Would I have listened to their other song outside of wrestling? No. But at the same time, what it does work, how it works for me is that it makes me kind of remember the old Revival song. So like they kind of, like if you haven't seen them for a long time, you see them here, it's like, oh yeah, that is them kind of deal. But yeah.
So many songs are divide. You know, some of these songs that come out, they don't have that smart ass part, like the say yeah. It was like, dude, you, that's so genius to have in your fucking song.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a thing, if your song does not have some obvious thing for people to do, then it's pointless.
Yeah, you know, really. Because like
when you just come out to fucking
that's when you get boo. Because like you got Sami Zayn, right? People come out humming his song, which if they've got nothing else better to do, that's what they're going to do.
When I went to house shows, I'm stoked when those people are on the show, because the most fun I have at the entire show is doing the Sami Zayn thing. I don't know what else there is.
Nakamura has this thing.
Oh yeah.
You can do the Ron Truth or our Truth killing or our Truth.
Oh boy. I guess you can't do the Seth Rollins now because he has a new song.
Oh yeah, he doesn't have the Burn It Down no more.
Which that was. I heard that was a Vince McMahon idea, actually.
The Messiah? I legit
heard that. No, that, well, that's probably too, but...
Oh, the
no,
Burn the, It Down?
That Seth Rollins song needed a break. I heard that was actually his idea. So he said at least one good idea.
Huh. Hey, there you go.
I don't know if that's true. Anyway, we were talking about FTR. Good match at the end of it. The weather shit they set up. You know, I don't know about all that. The way they're doing this thing with them in the Bucks,
I'm fine with it. One major reason, that's because they've got to me. You've got to hold off this match until there's crowd. You've got to. I don't want to see this match in an empty arena. So kind of get it further away. Kind of keep it on a leash. But I get where it can be convoluted.
I still have a bad taste in my mouth from the debut, where if they want to come in, they take out Butcher and the Blade, great, save the Bucks, and then stand there and look at each other. Fine, perfectly fine. But the fact that they saved them, then went and grabbed them, and then did the big look around to who, I don't know, anyway. And then you would just never do that. Now, that pissed me off. That like irritated me so much that it's like, I still think about it.
Ugh. Keeps me up at night.
What doesn't keep me up at night? The fucking global pandemic, the riots, the fires. That's what keeps me up at night.
The inequality, all of it.
A president who can't fucking drink a glass of water.
Oh man, I've seen those videos. That's sad. I don't want to like get all conspiracy theories, but like I seen this thing on Twitter, and it was, so God only fucking knows, right? They're showing like symptoms of onset dementia or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like posture, the way, all these things that he does. And
he has all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, that kind of makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, he's pretty orange too, though. Maybe it's got something to do with all that orange.
Reagan went fucking started going crazy when he was president too.
Yeah, that's true, didn't he? Yeah. That was his war on marijuana days.
Yeah, so there you go.
Down with music and curse words.
Yeah, that dude sucked. Anyway, so there's this. What else do you want to talk about? Other shit is from, do you have anything else from In Your House?
In Your House, I will say for a squash match, Karrion Kross and Tomas Ciampa is great. Karrion Kross carries so much emotion in his face, and Scarlett Bordeaux just makes me want to fucking just come buckets all over walls. So this is great stuff.
Balor defeated Priest. I guess fuck Priest. I don't like him, but I guess fuck him. That's all I got from that match.
Yeah. It's like, okay, cool. Balor's still the guy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Priest, but I thought he actually did some pretty decent looking shit in here. Because that fucker can jump for a tall bastard.
He's agile for a big guy. And I think I said this last week, if there's a match that I'm intrigued about that I don't necessarily want to see, but I will go out of my way to see it, and that would have been Damian Priest and Finn Balor. Just because it's Damian Priest having a match against Finn Balor. And, it wasn't like, oh my God. But, he did look good.
Yeah, that bump he took to the stairs on the outside. What the fuck is that? People talk about other places taking dangerous spots. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous spot.
Yeah. No, I agree. Even the who took Oh yeah, Karrion Kross and Tommaso Ciampa, the buckle or the apron bomb.
Mm.
Really, that one just looked like it just hurt so much.
It doesn't seem to you that they have six people or something, and six guys, and it's just a mixed match. So what did they do? Do you even know? They went Balor defeated Priest. Now who did Balor moves on to? I'm sorry, I didn't watch NXT because I don't care. But
yeah, I didn't watch it either.
They've all kind of either. Just like flip flopped with each other.
Yeah, you know, it's just like throw me over here, throw me over there. There's no real stories leading the way.
So these guys are all just taking on this. It's just very stale, and they've got a million people down there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you got
they've got a million people.
Kushida.
They got a million people down there, yet they still take the mask off of fucking El Hijo del Fantasma and call him Santos. They got a million fucking Mexicans down there that don't wear a mask. And yeah, okay, cool.
My name is Santos Escobar, and I am the new bland, handsome Mexican.
I come to fuck your wife. Charlotte's coming for you.
What's going on with that? I don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Fuck? No.
So anyway, you have Kushida down there. Why can't Kushida be having matches with Balor, Kushida? Hey, to me, he should be with any of these people. But, yeah. You know, of course, he's too small.
Yeah. He's too small, and he's too, you know.
I don't fucking buy that shit. I don't buy it at all. A small wrestler, especially that guy like Kushida, who is insanely fast and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Plus a submission expert.
Yeah.
So you've got this extremely quick, high-flying submission expert. He can take on Karrion Kross, and I have no problem with that.
Oh, yeah. But, okay, Jim, I got a question for you. How many Japanese men of prominence are on WWE?
Well, of course, none.
There's one, and that's Shinsuke Nakamura, and he's not even really that prominent, but he's that one. Because that's all WWE wants is one.
I heard it right? put on Twitter this week that he's kind of like a guy who put in his 2 weeks notice and he's just riding out the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
So John Draper said, and I was like, fucking spot on, dude.
It is, though. He's been like that ever since the day he came. He had that one blowaway match, and then it's been rod the coast. But you know what? There's a reason behind that. It's because he can't do that style anymore. He's getting too old. His body's too beat up. He can't do it. So he went to the WWE, and that's the reason why he went there, to make all this money and save his body. But anyway, whatever.
Also, you blame him, though, right?
No.
I don't blame him.
No, I don't blame
him. Why would you try really hard for something that's none of this matters in the end? There's no, I don't see that there's going to be a history where people look back and go, well, there's, you know, this is not going to happen because this is an awful fucking era. And I don't see people, especially with all the other shit out there, looking back on this ever and it meaning anything to anybody because it's fucking awful. I don't know. Whatever.
See, it'll mean something to the people that are getting into wrestling now. That's the thing. And then you give it, what, another 30 years and 40 years? Nobody's going to know the wrestling we watched. You know what I mean?
If you're just getting into it, you're going to be able to look, like, I don't know, look back in 5 years and go, wow, that was really fucking bad.
But as I was saying, though, they got Nakamura up there. That's all they want. That's all they need. That's all they've ever been about. You give me one. That's it. They in the women's division, they got Asuka. The Kairi Sane, they're just hoping Nia Jax takes care of Kairi Sane. And then, and then you got in NXT, I can't even think of any other the guys from Japan that are over there. There's Kushida.
Tozawa.
Well, Tozawa. Let's not even get started on Tozawa. Tozawa doesn't count. Is he actually there? You know what I mean?
Dude got a nondescript fucking over on a show that nobody watches.
Yeah.
The arenas when nobody's fucking there pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. And the reward for him is just
205 live.
Just losing to everybody on Raw. Yeah. Hey, we're going to promote you. We're going to bring you up and use you on Raw and have everybody just fucking have dudes like Baron Corbin or something beat you.
yeah, just kill you. Okay,
that was so fucking good. You remember the cruiserweight tournament match he had, like his debut in the company? Dude, like holy
in
fuck,
those, he was fucking otherworldly. Because I remember never seeing I seen one match with Tozawa before that, and that was only because I went out and watched one match from each competitor of the Cruiserweight tournament just to get myself familiar with him. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's cool. And then he has this match. It's like, oh, I like this guy. Ah.
That shit was badass. Now they can't. They don't even do stuff. I like the idea of a tournament that is new people that you don't have signed. That was interesting. Who are these guys?
That was interesting.
Or, you know, if you maybe you know a couple of them or whatever the deal is, but that's super interesting. But yeah. I suppose now they're not going to do it.
They it should have been a yearly thing for, you know, to try to do something. You know, maybe the big 205 live show was the tournament and the culmination of the tournament. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but it can't be like fucking Tony Nese versus Aria Davari or something.
No, you do yourself a tournament full of, you know, like you get yourself, you know, a handful of guys that aren't prominent in the main roster, probably like main title picture, and then you throw a couple of those in, and then you get, you know, like six outside guys, put them together, have a tournament, whatever.
What cruiserweights would you bring in right now that aren't already signed somewhere? I can't like name some, but.
Yeah, that'll be difficult, eh? Shit. Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe we answered why they don't do that anymore.
Quickly mentioned that I thought the Velveteen Dream versus Adam Cole thing was just another terrible WWE cinematic match. I didn't like it.
Yeah, they're just... I think it's all going to culminate tonight with the greatest wrestling match ever. That is just going to be fucking dog shit awful. I've heard, actually, that match is supposed to be pretty good.
35 minutes to 40 minutes or something. Before editing, so it'll be edited too.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the idea of... I feel like I was going under the radar. Every time I see the advertisement for it, it just... I can't wrap my head around it, honestly.
No, it's pretty absurd to me.
How do you fucking do that? How do you advertise something as, this is the best one ever? At first, it couldn't be more ridiculous that it's Randy Orton and Edge in their 40s.
They couldn't have the greatest match ever in their prime, let alone now.
Yeah.
You know
not
I mean?
Even match of the year. It's fucking, well, it's got to be match of the year for WWE, right? No matter what. At the end of this year, when they do their match of the year awards.
You don't mean like it's going to be the best match of the year for WWE. You mean like it doesn't matter. You could have, they could sign Okada and Kenny Omega and redo the Tokyo Dome show and still Randy well, Orton saying, and Edge no matter would be what number
they,
one.
I think that, yeah, right? It has to be.
Yeah.
But the idea that it's the greatest ever. So that's what I was saying all week. I'm like, this week on, you know, it's going to be the greatest episode of SCL ever.
It is, though. So far, so good. I'm a big fan.
Can you believe it actually turned out to be? How weird is it? so there's that. That was all I had for NXT, really. I guess as far as that unmasking, we can sit here and tear it apart.
Fuck it. I don't want to talk about it. No.
Can we talk about
there's plot holes everywhere where there was two guys that had abducted fucking Umberto Carrillo or whatever babyface smiley guy. Like, who takes him serious in being a threat? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to kidnap you. You know, I look at his face and be like, buddy, I'll fuck your ass if you try to do that. You know what I mean?
Maybe,
like,
maybe she kidnapped herself. Maybe. Has that occurred to you?
Maybe. Maybe.
That has not occurred to us, dude.
It did not occur to me. You could be right.
They were abducted by luchadors. I don't know who, themselves.
Yeah, right? Inception.
I think I heard, well, people were talking about it this week, that there was some idea that they would wrestle as luchadors. And be like heels and then wrestle unmasked as faces too, maybe?
See, that could have been cool. You know what I mean? Maybe. Like, you could have done something there to make that work, I think. And that would be much better than what you fucking conjured up here in your fucking pit of shit.
Then aren't they just aren't they just really criminals, right? Or they put on masks and then go and like fuck people up and shit, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty criminal if you ask me. But I mean, you know what though? It's a company full of criminals. You got Sheamus doing hit and runs. You know, you got Jeff Hardy throwing piss on Sheamus after a drug test, and for some reason he had to take some special drug test where he needed a full quart of piss. Right? Like, I've taken drug tests before. You only need, like, a little jar of piss, not a fucking mason jar.
You know who else has taken drug tests before?
Jeff Hardy. That's probably...
Do you get it? Do you get it? He has a substance abuse problem, though. But do you... That's hilarious, isn't it? Isn't it hilarious?
I'm laughing right now.
How this guy has struggled with drugs and alcohol.
And we're going to exploit it. We've never done this before, though. Not like with Hawk. You know, like, none of that stuff.
Oh my god! It's funny that I forget about all these. I'm glad you brought up the mask and the piss, and because these are all things that I intend to at least mention that I heard about and how stupid they are. But I forget all of. There's too many of them.
When it comes to the WWE, I've gotten myself so taken away from the WWE. Like I am not in that bubble at all. Not even on Twitter. But like. That stuff stood out so much as just like, this is why I don't watch, and it's all piling on in 1 week. Like, it's even on NXT.
Yeah. Most I do is like, when I finally go to bed on Monday night, I lay in bed, I fuck around on my phone, I go to UpRocks and I read the spoiler. There's no editorial to the results, it's just the raw results. And I'll read them and I go, holy shit.
Yeah. I don't even do that just because like, it's like, oh, it just aggravates me. I read it and it's like, I fucking hate this company.
Yeah. But as far as AEW, I thought, you know, that was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Jericho and commentary, Britt Baker's vignette was great.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I like what they're doing with her while she's injured. Keep that train running. You know, she's really good. She's caught on to something, something that I did not expect to happen because she was a low point in August throughout that year into January. And now for some reason, it's like, oh, she found it. You know what I mean? And like, you remember that day, that one promo she had when she went out and she just called shit on the audience. And it was just like such a shock. And ever since then, everything has completely changed, and she found her character, she found a niche, and that's how easy it can be for anybody. That's the thing. You give them, that's something that can't happen in the WWE, whereas they go out, they try something different, and it works, and boom, you've got a ball rolling, you keep on going with it. That can literally happen to anything. It happened to John Cena in 2003 when he just rapped on a Halloween episode of Raw. And then they're like, oh, you can rap. Well, let's put you out there. And he started the Thugonomics gimmick and boom, off to the hills, made the most money out of, you know, all these goddamn wrestlers aside from like Austin and Hulk Hogan. Really, it can happen to anybody. Darby Allin's probably on the Tony Hawk game. You know what I mean? That can happen to anybody. He fucking
should be. That would be dope as hell.
That's all it takes is something like that.
Yeah. I'll give you that. I don't know. Other shit on there.
I don't know why I got onto that rant. I really don't know how I got there.
No, it's good. It's good stuff. Only other things on this show that I guess that there's some debate about assault with oranges.
You know? Okay, so like, is anybody upset about this? Because I thought it was tremendous.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I thought that the fact that they beat Orange Cassidy out with oranges was beautiful. You know what I mean? It's keeping this thing like kind of serious, kind of not. And it's Chris Jericho who everything he does, you can take it kind of serious, kind of not. So I don't know. I thought it was great. If you did this with anybody else, any other two characters in this company, it would have fucking just eat shit.
Yeah. That is true. We have enough of that shit. I'm done with all that.
I'm done with Wednesday.
I am done with Wednesday. Are you done with Wednesday?
I don't want to see Mark Quinn in the main event.
You don't want to?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
Who would you rather see, Mark Quinn in the main event or Dexter Lumis in the main event?
Oh, I'd rather see the back of Dexter Lumis's fucking head while Roddy's looking for him in the crowd. Did you see that?
I heard about it.
Oh, man. Like, that's gross.
It's as dumb as the Matt Hardy shit, right? I mean, you can't say that the Matt Hardy thing was dumb and then not say that this
was
dumb.
Well, see, is the thing. If you want to say the Matt Hardy thing is dumb, then you got to say Cactus Jack, Dude Love, and Mankind's dumb.
It is dumb, but it's awesome.
Exactly. So, like, it's one of those things where you look at Matt Hardy and you look at Mick Foley. They're basically the same vein. And then you look at Dexter Loomis. Like, this is where it's going to be different, Jim. This is where I'm going to lock you in. You look at Dexter Loomis. What in the past does that look like? Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, WCW 98.
Oh, my God.
Both things are completely different, and it's gross as fuck. Right? So I mean, that's the difference there. Matt Hardy's Dude Love. Dexter Loomis is Ultimate Warrior.
But I propose to you that dumb things can be great.
Oh, of course. And
there's a lot of things. My chick seems to have this misunderstanding about movies. She's like, that was dumb. That movie was dumb. Or this is dumb. And it's like, yeah, it's supposed to be dumb. But dumb things can be fucking great.
Yeah.
You know, especially you go into some, you can't disqualify things for being dumb. Like, I made her watch Hot Rod, and she's like, that movie's dumb.
It's dumb as fuck, but it's funny as shit, though.
But it's great.
What way?
I mean, like, even like Freddy Got Fingered, that movie's the stupidest, shittiest movie ever, but it's fucking funny.
Yeah. Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Whatever.
Yeah, but now there are some dumb movies that are absolutely horrible, like Master of Disguise. That movie's fucking horrible, and it's dumb as shit.
So, this is just a random place to put this in, but I want to say it before I forget, because I forget things, and after we get done, I sit down, and I think about all these things I wanted to talk about, and I didn't, because we're just fucked, and we keep just blah, 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 rolling.
Just verbal diarrhea from fucking minute one.
I know how to save WWE.
Oh, really? Do you let it match or just let it go?
No. And that is Big E, world champion.
Oh, of course. Of course, Big right E. Now. Big E. Now, the WWE of all companies, they would really come off, in my opinion, looking like a, I don't know, it'd be a bad look just putting it on now. It's like, well, Black Lives Matter. They look better in the title picture, too.
Come on.
But, like, I don't know. I don't want to say that outright, but Big E as champion would be fantastic.
That's because they're evil. That's,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe if their company wasn't run by, like, fucking supervillains.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, supervillain family.
Yeah. Like, well, it's a show about a wrestling show ran by a fucking family of supervillains.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but no.
I'm basing this on the thing, and I don't know if you saw, it's from their podcast, which I do enjoy. It's like the only WWE thing that I really like.
I need to listen to it. I've never sat down and listened to the podcast.
He goes on this freestyle just... I don't know. It's not a promo. He's fucking talking, and it's about all the shit that's going on. And it was fucking awesome and powerful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy, with this, he should be the fucking world champion. It should be something right now.
I think you're 100% right.
He doesn't have to be fucking Malcolm X or anything.
No, oh God, you know? No, because then you're pushing nation territory then. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just saying, like, we've said that for a long time. This guy should be the world champion.
Of course. Like, he should have been able to. I just
thought that speech was so good.
Yeah, it was too. I've seen the video. It is powerful to hear those stories and shit like that. And so I agree. They should do it, but it's WWE. We all know they're not going to. I don't know. This is something they might do, but they wouldn't do it with him. They'd do it with, like, Lashley. You know that's what they do, though. They do it with Lashley.
I don't know. I always, like, thought Big E's could be a world champion. Maybe a little more serious, but he could be the same. You know, I was like, he could be with the New Day and be the world champion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Everybody, when they're with their buddies, get a little bit silly. You know what I mean?
And the New Day can still be funny and shit, but they can go out and I would just tell them that. I'd be like, you know, we think about doing something like this. Go and, you know, what are your ideas for shit like this? Because they're all saying it, you know? I mean, they obviously feel it. So I don't know. But then again, that's the idea. Like, what are you going to like let people do stuff that they they come up with? What is this?
Right?
What
right.
is this? An art form? Is this creative art form? Get the fuck out of here.
This isn't your class. This is my world. I control it.
Yeah. There you go. So I guess that's it for all that bullshit.
Bullshit,
we still have the news. How is this a long show, or where the fuck are we?
We're 48 minutes.
God damn. God
damn, pal.
All right, well, let's keep her moving. See, check out the headlines of the week in this week's news.
This week in the news, watch what you say on Zoom, and Paulie is replaced by Brother Love. Oh, yeah. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to me. I guess let's start with that. That's the big story. Paul Heyman, no longer in control of Raw.
Yes. Yeah.
People messaged me, and you know, as they are wont to do, and like, oh, what do you think of this? Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You can tell me that, like, yeah, Heyman was removed, and a fucking walrus, literal walrus, yeah, was put in his place. And I'd say, like, I mean, actually, it might be more interesting to me. I'd be like, well, I'll see what that fucking walrus does. I wonder how that walrus is going to book shit.
Fuck.
It's got to be better than it is right now.
It can't be worse.
Where you have one of the best tag teams in the world, the badass fucking straight edge Viking motherfuckers, and you have them dressed up in silly costumes, golfing and bowling and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've heard reports that the show was a goddamn zoo. That like the show was getting changed minutes before it started, that's being like a knock on Paul. It's not like Vince. It's apparently a knock on Paul. But no,
it's like that with Vince too, though.
It is, though. It is. But like that's coming from their side, you know. It's Vince, you know, the show is Vince. Like what show aimed at 18-year-olds or, you know, like that demographic is headed by a dude who's pushing 80 and everybody around him is in their 50s and 60s. That is not who writes shows for that demographic everywhere else.
Of course not.
It's stupid. This whole thing is stupid.
It's not rocket science. Yeah. It doesn't take a rocket appliance to come up with a
goddamn right, Ricky. Wrestling show. You're goddamn right.
You know, but even if WWE was just like, oh, it's bad, that'd be one thing. Now I can't even put into a word doesn't exist for how bad it is right now. I'd have to create a new word.
you know,
so who cares? That's my point of this, is who cares? Fucking Bruce Pritchard running Raw and SmackDown in 2020. Of course,
yeah. Dude.
Of course. Like, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah. It all lives and dies by Vince anyways, so.
The guy's a fucking hack, right? I mean, come on. Yeah. That podcast was fun because he would just say crazy shit and say stuff, and he has some pretty fun impressions. Okay, fine. But really, like, the guy's ideas, the shit that they were doing during his time there was fucking nonsense. And he was part of a lot of that nonsense.
Yeah. 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 Now, let's not discredit Paul Heyman. He's been a part of a lot of fucking nonsense, too. Like, I wouldn't pick either one of those guys to run my wrestling show. Neither one of them.
Of course not.
And if you think Paul Heyman was going to be a savior, you're a fucking fool.
What about Eric Bischoff?
That's even stupider. That's the worst one of all. Like Eric Bischoff is
all those though. That's the crazy thing.
Well, yeah, but Eric Bischoff was never really even a wrestling guy. You know what I mean?
I'm saying they had him running SmackDown or whatever for how long?
They had him sitting in catering playing fucking checkers. Yeah.
He's like, they never told me what to do. They're like, he never did anything. What? How does that even happen?
How can I get a job like that?
Like, what am I supposed to be doing here?
Just stand there. Yeah. So yeah, no, you got Bruce Pritchard running everything, Brother Love. You know, you got this guy running both shows, not washing his hands after he uses the washroom.
Yeah. They have a lot of those older guys there. you know, in positions too. Michael Hayes, dude, really? Oh,
can you imagine the guy that wears what he wears telling everyone what, like, young crowds what they should be watching these days? Come on now.
Motherfucker looking like Leonard Skinner Grimace and shit.
Leonard Skinner Grimace.
Fuck that guy. And just, you know him, you know his outlook. Or, I mean, maybe he's changed his outlook now and shit, but I mean, his old views were yeah. AEW has those old guys too, but I think they have them in a more, it's definitely the young guys are in control and the decide old guys, what they're gonna do.
Yeah, the old guys are steering them along, righting the ship if need be.
Like, hey, how about you should do this instead, you know, little things.
Yeah.
So that's what it should be.
Yeah, because they got a guy running that ship that by all means seems like a guy that can take criticism and take ideas. You know what I mean? Tony Khan seems like the kind of guy that if you went to him with an idea, if it fits the grand scheme of things, there's a good chance maybe you can do it. And therefore, you know, these producers, whatever you want to call them, or agents, can go to him with ideas, and it's probably taken, you know, with at least a packet of salt compared to fucking Vince.
Do you hear that? After the shows, every episode of the show, they have a giant party.
Why not, right? You're together
full
once
of booze,
a week.
Full of booze and everything. And then Tony Khan orders 50 times too much food. Like, he'll order hundreds of Whoppers, or like... For like 20 people who order 300 tacos and shit.
Wow. That's pretty cool. You know, like when you're a company that gets together once a week, you know what I mean? For basically one day.
Do the show and then fucking party all night in some fancy hotel.
Why the fuck not? Morale through the fucking roof, boys.
Yeah.
As long as they don't start doing like the heart attack and doomsday device on the Tony Khan, we'll be fine.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah, so I don't think that matters. WWE sucks. Until the old man dies.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Even then, what do you got? You know, I don't know. So.
Yeah, Hunter.
What other news? New Japan is resuming operations. Oh,
God, love it, man. I could beat
our beloved,
off right now.
Our beloved art house pro wrestling from the Orient.
Now, this is not just any New Japan, Jim. We got to preface this. There is a celebration show with all the companies together. The card is not getting announced until the show starts. That I'm completely down for.
You know the name of that show?
No.
It's the Together Project Special. I love Japan.
That's going to be fantastic. And then, Jim, we've got the fucking New Japan Cup. And that cocksucker looks stacked this year without any American contestants.
Yeah, man, none of the foreign people, first time ever with Super Juniors in there, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. I think this, like, should this be where that, because, you know, when, before all this fucking Rona happened, right, we had, before the Rona came, before it all came crashing down and it hurt inside, we had Takahashi and Naito on the horizon, right? Mm-hmm. Would this, you know, this should be the place where you do that match, right? You think?
With using the tournament?
Yeah. That's my thoughts.
The brackets are out, so
is Naito in the brackets, I wonder? Is Naito there?
It's fucking huge, so
it's huge, but I don't think Naito's actually on there. So never mind. I guess you can't do that. Well, okay, you can't get Naito on there. The fact that Jeff Cobb is there, though, that's pretty dope. I haven't seen him for... Wait, oh, I'm looking at last year's.
No. Yeah, you fucking...
It says 2020. It says 2020, but it's got a bunch of fucking Americans on it. That must have been the old one.
Yeah, definitely not, dude.
Where is this bracket at, then?
I don't know. You have to find... I have it, but I mean, what am I going to... I don't know what to tell you. As far as matches,
found it.
How about Ibushi and Sabre? Is that the first round?
Ibushi and Sabre will be on the 22nd, along with Tanahashi Tai Chi. Fuck that match. Taguchi Sanada and Sho and Shingo Takagi. That Show and Shingo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. That match is, that's top three, guys. Just so you know, like that week, that match is going to be it.
Yeah. That is cool, man. Gabriel Kidd is going to be in this.
Yeah.
Of course, Ishimori. So I hope they don't just kill all the Super Juniors off, but I feel probably what they'll do.
They'll do it, I'm sure, in some ways, like Ishii and El Desperado. Of course, Ishii is going to go further. Yeah. But, you know, like Hiromu and Tomoaki Hama, I see Hiromu Takahashi going pretty far. I would imagine, I'd go so far as saying that it's going to go to the quarterfinals. Or the semifinals, and it'll be, or whatever. And it'll be Hiromu Takahashi against Ishii, and I can't wait for that fucking match. Mm.
So, I don't know, but it looks good. It's going to take us all the way through July here, so.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's going to culminate on Dominion, right?
Mm. And there's supposed to be fans back in the arena by the time we get to July.
So. Yes. Yes. By the time they get to Dominion. Dominion's supposed to be the fan show, I believe.
Yeah. Japan actually is a how you actually handle.
Well, they've done this before. they've had that's the reasons why masks are prevalent in Japan is because they've been through this before. They know what's up. Over on this side of the world, though, we've never experienced this before. So 3/4 of the fucking sheep around here just be like, oh, yeah. No, we're safe, bro.
Well, I don't know who their leader is, but I assume he can drink out of a glass and believes in science. moving on. So where the fuck were we? God damn it.
We talked about one news story.
New Japan.
All two. We talked about Paulie and New Japan. Never mind. We talked about two.
New Japan also allegedly has filmed some shit in California in secret.
Secret. Really? Really? And I assume this is with Shibata's boys.
Yeah, New Japan USA. They filmed some television tapings. I don't know where they're going to be, but Tom Lawler was at the tapings and is scheduled to make his debut with the show.
Really?
So I don't know if Lawler's going to be in Japan for New Japan. That would be great.
Tom Lawler's a great, you know, like when you talk about that shoot style wrestling and being able to transfer over, he's one of the guys that really gets looked over. He does it well. He's not one of those guys that's like, I'm predominantly UFC, you know, like I'm going to be down on the mat. Tom Lawler can do it all. He's been doing it all. He's been wrestling for years while he was doing UFC.
Goddamn. So also in this will be Jeff Cobb, TJP, Rocky Romero, Clark Connors, Ellis Coughlin, Carl Fredericks, Mysterioso. I guess they did like 10 matches.
Mysterioso from South Park?
From where?
South Park. Coon and Friends. Coon and Friends. Mysterioso. Friend.
Gotcha. So I don't know, I hope they put that up soon because I've been paying for New Japan's service and got jack fuck on it
for like 4 months, and like you don't want to get rid of it because New Japan's
I don't want to cancel it because it'd be a pain in the ass to try to sign back up on that garbage ass shit.
Yeah, and at the same time too, you got New Japan who's cutting all the fucking profits for their higher ups so they can keep the wrestlers, and like, you know, like it's good, these guys seem like the good guys and WWE's the bad guys, so kind of keep giving my money to New Japan.
WWE are pretty much always the bad guys.
Oh yeah, pretty much always can be, you know, you can take the pretty and the much
out. Be like WWE or Pol Pot. I guess Pol Pot, but only by a little.
Yeah. Wasn't all on his policies. Do you know what Pol Pot means?
No.
Political potential.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Other news.
And I'm the stupid one.
Randy Orton and who said that? Not me. Randy Orton and Ciampa having a fucking completely nonsensical Twitter thing. I assume it's not a work, just because if it is, if this is like a work, it is the dumbest fucking idea for a work of all time.
My insult is going to be how you make your fake slapping noises. It's like, cool. Let's make a promo and a story on how this is all fake. Cool.
Either it's a story and it's dumb as fuck, or it's real and it's dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Randy Orton is a cunt, and his wife is a cunt. His wife got in on that shit. Did you see that?
No. I tend to stay away.
This guy who had a match of the year or whatever, in a match he didn't even plan out or whatever. So to say, I guess that Ciampa didn't fucking, you know, design the match. Big fucking deal, bitch. Who are you, you fucking whore? Who the fuck are you?
Yes.
His wife
is always a cunt.
She's always spouting off and shit. Like, fuck. And it's not in the good way, like Matt Hardy's wife always is, you know? No. Like, Rebby Hardy's popping off, and I'm like, fuck you, get him. You know? Like, get she's ride Marvin. Or die.
Yep.
She's ride or die. Randy's wife's just a cunt tooth. Like, what's your position in the wrestling business other than under a fucking pro wrestler? Fuck you.
Makeup babies.
You don't know shit. Anyway, I just that's news. That falls under the news.
What have you done, you fucking whore?
Another possibility for opening right there. Last 2 weeks, I'm giving you perfect opportunity.
You have been, actually. You know, like, I need to get on it. And by get on it, I mean, like, I need to start having my own so that we can actually do it. Because, like, at this point in time, there's a bunch of possible gym ones, and then Tyler's like, hey.
We'll say something funny, and then... Why'd you fucking stop by saying something funny? God damn it. Major League Wrestling signed a deal with DAZN.
Yeah.
I don't know who has the DAZN, who pays for that shit.
Right. I was just gonna say, it's like, cool, man. You hitched your bag to a flailing fucking Russian company. Cool.
Yeah. DAZN is $20 a month or $100 a year. For boxing and MMA and shit, I guess.
A little bit of football.
Yeah. Hard pass on that one.
Yep.
The only thing, you can barely get people to watch your show for free on YouTube, and right. Now you're going to do that. Okay. All right, buddy.
Yeah. And you're still going to be on BN Sports? Cool.
I'm surprised they're still going, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm happy they are.
And me too. Me too. But, like, they haven't really set the world on fire, if you know what I mean.
No, the residents have set the world on fire. see, what else we got? I don't know. What else you got?
Krista Joseph got fired by the WWE for a joke on Zoom.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. Krista Joseph was let go. He's been working with Bruce Pritchard on SmackDown, but he was on a Zoom call with one of the higher ups from the WWE, and I can't remember his name now. And it was said to have made an inappropriate comment and was fired the next day or whatever.
Do you know what the joke is?
No, nobody will say what the joke is or comment, whatever it was. Nobody.
I bet it was funny.
I bet it was too. I bet it was absolutely fucking great. Because, I mean, this is the guy that was the New Year's Eve baby, right? Like, or like the run around streaking baby. So. Back in like 2003, 2004, that wasn't him?
No, I think that was Eric Van Wagenen.
Oh, never mind.
What's that baby?
I'll just go fuck myself.
Hey, don't mind me. Go fuck myself over here. Krista Joseph, though, here it is. Lucha Underground. One, finish it. Give us what the hell happened. That's all. That's all we need.
Yeah. Did you see how the guy who made the Sopranos slipped up and confirmed what happened?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never watched the Sopranos. I know that's sacrilegious to say, but.
Well, you know how.
Don't say it on here.
Why? He said it. It's been years.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't know. No, I mean, like, it's been years since the show came out, right? Like, since that episode aired, and everybody's always wondered, when they fade to black, was he shot, or was, did he die, or did he live? And he was asked, it was like, they asked him about the final scene and like how they filmed it and stuff like that. And he slipped up, and because he's always said, it's open for interpretation. And as he had described it, he's like, so we shot the death scene, blah, 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 blah. And then somebody caught on to it. It was like, oh, he called it a death scene. So it's a death scene.
Mm. I got you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Lucha Underground just stopped, you know?
Yeah.
And. What about the fucking people in the past and the future and shit?
Yeah. What about Wade Barrett and the Power Glove?
Yeah, the Power Glove. What about fucking that bitch being 1,000,000,000 years old and shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which... What about all of this? So anyway, yeah, that sucks. He was only there for a few months. We just
December,
a couple months ago, I think so.
December is when he started, I think.
Yeah, that's what you'll get for trying to be funny.
Yeah.
That's what makes jokes. That's my, almost my entire sense of humor is saying awful things or saying offensive things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But now, mind you, if you're on a Zoom call with the executives of a company.
I mean, I say crazy shit at work to everybody.
Oh, yeah. You know, no, I say some crazy stuff too sometimes.
Everyone's like, oh, that's.
But like, that's if the president of Canada is on a call with me, I don't usually say some crazy stuff.
Well, okay. That's fair. But yeah, I don't really, I mean.
Other than that, I got nothing else for news.
I mean, I've heard that WWE is interested in buying Evolve.
I've heard about that too, to the point where, yeah, like they filed for bankruptcy or something, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I'm going to buy it.
And then with all this, then people just start talking about how big of a piece of shit Gabe Sapolsky is. And then it's all fucking great. I just find it funny.
I mean, were you really going to go back and watch old Evolve shit? Anybody?
Who, me? No.
Anybody?
I've never really been a fan of Evolve. I know that's horrible to say, but it's just not my thing.
I don't know. Who's going to go back and watch any of those old things, you know? I don't know.
Like, it could be nice to have, like, some back catalog of guys like Matt Riddle on the indies before he was in the WWE, so you can show your audience that he was much better before than he is now. You know, like, stuff like that. But you know they're going to use that for, like, guys like Jake Atlas. You know,
it goes for every fucking guy anywhere. On there.
Yeah.
You want to see what this guy looked like when he had a soul? Yeah. Awesome. There you go. I have nothing else. What's going on in the Federation, man?
Well, I forgot to put the episode up this week on Patreon. Nice. So that'll be up today. That's
I forgot to put up the episode, but sign up for our Patreon.
Yeah. So that'll be up today. It's SummerSlam 1997, Heart and Soul. So it's Austin and Owen. You all know what happens there.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and it's Undertaker and Bret Hart in a 30-minute not-so-classic match. But we talk about the rumored ECW involvement that was supposed to take place on that SummerSlam card and much more. So, yeah.
And a lot more. There you go. Check that shit out. Everywhere podcasts are found. You like that show. If you like this one, you love that one.
See? Jim says it, so it must be true.
My fellow Fudge Brothers, dude.
We can all be Fudge Brothers.
Yeah.
I've got a plan. I got a plan for a reunion. So
when I see people on Twitter with random names and the Fudge is the last name, it makes me fucking happy. It lets me know that like we've done something here.
Yeah,
we really have done something.
Yeah, we have.
Backlash is tonight. Not a much point to talk about it because it's coming up in a couple hours. Also, look at this fucking card. So
Well, I mean, it's got the greatest match in the world on it, so.
Yeah, it's going to be show of the year.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship.
Jim. Oh, whoa, what?
I just assume blow my brains out.
Indeed. Holy shit, Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, that can go eat a bag of dicks.
Bobby Lashley, who like they just that's the classic thing that they do. They do it over and over again. Is this guy will come from out of obscurity, and you give him like four fucking dominant wins, and then he goes against the champion to lose, and it's just so fucking funny. It's clockwork the way they do it.
Now I will say AEW is not doing much different when it comes to that. Brody Lee comes in, he's dominant, loses. Brian Cage comes in, he's dominant, he's going to lose. Right? Like that's what it seems like they're doing too. But it just seems like it's going along and it's working a little bit better over there than it is over here.
Bring a guy like Cage in, and within a month, he's going to lose the. You know, he better fucking lose. Holy shit! I'm going to put Brian Cage as the champion. Goddamn.
Right. So
that'd be horrible.
But like the difference. They don't do that. The difference is that they're making him look good against the champion and having a match where it's like, okay, well, he could have won, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Right. Let's see what else we got. Braun Strowman versus The Miz and John Morrison for the Universal Championship.
Braun Strowman versus The Miz and John. Oh, okay. So it's a handicap match for the Universal Championship. So
yeah.
So they brought John Morrison into this company just so they can make him look like a buffoon.
I don't know what the fuck they brought him into this company to do, to tag up with Miz and be nothing.
Cool.
Keep him from going elsewhere, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Cool.
That's some pointless shit. Yeah.
Fuck this company.
Raw Women's Championship. Oh, that's what it was. Why could I not remember when Asuka got the belt from Becky, just handed over?
Oh, because she's pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Becky's like, having a baby, so she decided to give Asuka her baby, too.
Yeah. We could have just said, like, yesterday that this match would be for the belt, and that would kind of make sense. But yeah. No. Okay. So, so Asuka is defending against Nia Jax.
It's going to be a barn burner, baby.
Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, like, the matches out of there, you know, like, I'm intrigued about this match for not... I thought you
finished. Come on, man.
Let me finish. I'm intrigued about this match because I'm wondering how can they work piss into this match?
Oh, yeah. Huh? If there's going to be piss involved.
There's got to be piss involved. And we're the vulgar podcast, and WWE's just making us talk about piss. Mm. You know, like, Jim, I got it. Do I have a sound clip for you?
Piss in your face.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah, dude.
They need to piss in one of the other's face. Got to. That's it.
Bayley and Sasha Banks were the new champions. So they'll be taking on Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross and the Iconics.
Oh,
triple threat.
Oh my God. That
tag team women's match.
No.
You got Apollo Crews, who's the United States champion. He'll be defending against Andrade.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I'm sure the match will be fine. I'm sure it's going to be a WWE match. You know, it's going to be a Raw match without commercials. So there'll be less spots where they do the fucking shot into the chairs or the Irish whip into the stairs and cut the break. And you'll just see what happens after that.
Yeah, Cruz and Andrade, the pre-show match, I believe.
Oh, so it doesn't even matter. Never mind. Okay, cool. Who cares?
They're going to
get 7 minutes, right? Like, who the fuck gives a shit?
Street Profits, who are the Raw Tag Team Champions, will be taking on the Bowling Raiders, the Mini Golf Raiders. what a fucking joke.
Yeah, I mean, if this was an NXT match, maybe, like, if this was when they're, you know, if both teams were in NXT, I'd be, oh, okay, cool, that'd be good. But right now, with them becoming as big of a joke as they are, I don't care. I don't give a shit about
this. How do you fuck that up so much? How do you fuck up two big ass Viking looking dudes who smash people, who have amazing tag team maneuvers? Like, it's just such a fucking no-brainer.
Yeah.
Such a no-brainer. And, you know, within months, this is where you end up. They're wearing golf, like, dumb golf hats and shit, and they're out playing mini golf with...
Yeah, I mean,
it's... people watch this shit. People watch this.
People do.
I don't get it.
But less people now than any time in the last 20 years watch this.
The greatest wrestling match ever.
Is it the greatest wrestling match ever if nobody sees it?
I don't want to watch these guys wrestle for 30 minutes.
I don't want to watch it either. But at the same time, if there's a match on the show I'm going to watch, it's going to be that one just to see how bad it is.
I'm not watching it, dude.
I'll take the bullet. I will take the bullet, and I will watch it. And then
I don't want to watch any Randy Orton match. He's got to go away here with me. I've never, like, I don't give a shit about this dude. Just a complete channel changer for me.
I'll be on edibles probably.
And Edge too. You know, it stands to mention when he came into the Royal Rumble, I was like, oh man, think of all these matches. Edge and Styles.
Yeah.
Edge and Ricochet, maybe.
Yeah.
Edge and Styles would be my big one.
Edge Andrade, Edge and fucking Aleister Black, Edge and Ricochet, like you said. There's so many of these matches.
And he comes in and they immediately set up the Edge thing, or the Orton thing, sorry. And it just ruined it. Just, it's over. This guy's comeback is completely wasted. He had matches with Randy Orton, sure, a million of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck is the point? Yeah. Doesn't help any new guys.
No. Nothing. There's nothing.
Stupid. It's so stupid. This company sucks so much. I don't know how it's possible to be that bad at something.
You know, it's WWE. They do the same things over and over again. It's like Shawn Michaels. When Shawn Michaels came back, he feuded with Triple H. It's just what it is. Like, at least there was a story where Shawn Michaels left, Triple H kicked him out of DX is what they did. So at least they had that to come back on, and then all this other bullshit, but whatever.
Do you have anything else?
No.
I don't think I do, man.
I don't think I do either.
Maybe I'm forgetting stuff, probably.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm like three bowls deep. I'm pretty sure life is slow motion right now.
Slow motion for me. Yeah. I've got a... Yeah, I'm not out of space right now as well. So, I think it's time to end.
I think we can mosey on.
And before we do, I'm going to give some pod shout-outs to our friends in podcasting. Search My Lost Soul, Wrestling Overdose, Get in the Corner, Human Experience, Shooting the Shiznit, Horror Cult Club, High Marks, Regularly Scheduled Hostility, Dirt Cheap Dudes, Smack It Down, They Live for Horror, Limbo Cast, Essentially Not Essential, Movies of D, you know, all the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Much love to you. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's about it, man. I started playing fucking Yakuza Kiwami yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
After many months, I finished. I beat Zero, and I was ready for it, and I was like, took some months off. Started it up. I don't know how far I'm gonna go. Did Travis play Kiwami as well?
No.
It is more of the same. It's the same game with a new story, and I'm like, I don't know if it'll grab me yet. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. I'm still plugging away on my NHL career. I'm now on the number one offensive line. I lead the team in points. I'm on my way to becoming Rookie of the Year. I am the man.
So, yeah, you better don't throw it away in a fucking GUI or something.
I'll try not to. And I can guarantee you that I won't, because there's not the option to fuck it up in that way. in this game. This is not as in, like, you've got all these, like, NBA 2K's, you know, like big convoluted storylines that you can do. And the NHL games, no, man, none of that, bro. Bullshit. 1 year we decided to have multiple choice options and text-based conversations, but no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Madden there's like mini games about beating your girlfriend and your wife and shit.
Is it really?
No, there should be, though, if they want a real NFL experience. Yeah, there should be.
Like, baby's crying. What do? Do you sue with it or do you shake it? Yeah, oh. Right.
Press X to punch wife. And just, like, spam that motherfucker. Doing combos on him and shit.
Fucking hell.
Good yeah, stuff. That's about all I've got, man. You got anything else to add before we depart?
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get Last of Us 2. I'm gonna wait until reviews come in for it, but I'm probably gonna get it.
Do you play the first one? I'm on Xbox Island, so
yeah. I have played the first one. The first one I thought was really fun, and I just want to see before I buy, you know, if it's actually a good game. Because I mean, I bought Death Stranding. So,
yeah, you're like, I'm gonna buy that game. I'm like, dude, don't buy that fucking game.
Yeah, you did. I couldn't even fucking sell it for a good price. So for $40, I paid $80 for it.
Jesus, I've been playing Deep Rock Galactic, Xbox exclusive, and PC. I don't know how PS4 doesn't have it. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I mean.
They announced the PS5 this week, your PS5.
Yeah. I like the lineup of games on it. I mean, like, there's the outcry of the, you know, the very white and flour tortilla shape of the PlayStation.
Who gives a fuck about these things?
Right, exactly. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I
don't care what it looks like.
It's like, it's going to be next to my TV, and I'd prefer if it wasn't white so it didn't collect all the dirt, but hey. I really hope you can get a different color controller, though. I really don't want a white controller. I really just don't.
I don't like white. I don't really like white consoles. But
no,
I wouldn't buy a PS5, you know, a Sony console, if it had a pussy in the side of it. You know, but that's just me. I'm an Xbox guy. What can I say?
I'm excited for it. I really like the jump that the next gen consoles did, you know, adding the ray tracing. It just makes everything look more realistic when it comes to the whole lighting aspect of everything. And I'm sure the Xbox is going to utilize that as well. And
it's going to be better.
It's going to be better.
I fucking hate that whole thing now on Twitter. It's just like everything else, right? Everything in this world now is like that.
Yeah,
where it's just this nonstop Xbox PlayStation war, and then these people are really on Twitter all day just fucking at, like, who gives a shit, dude? You buy whatever console you want to buy, dude. It doesn't bother me. I'm gonna buy an Xbox. I hope that my friend, you know, the people I game with, buy one. But I mean, whatever, you buy what you buy. But to have this war, that's how, you know, it's that with everything now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it really is. I've been a PlayStation person my whole life. At this point in time, I don't see the point. I really want to play Horizon or Forza Horizon. I really do. But am I going to
best racing series anyway?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But I mean, if SnowRunner has taught me anything, is that I don't really care for racing as much as I used to, or driving.
SnowRunner is not a race. SnowRunner like has shitty physics, and I mean, it's not like a Forza. If you played like Forza Motorsport or something,
yeah, I suppose so. But at the same time, PlayStation's exclusives are games that I've always played. It's just what I've grown up playing. You know, I've never been a Halo guy or bullshit like, or a Gears.
I've never played a God of War game. I never played a lot of those fucking, well, it's not my kind of game, I guess, anyway, but the last Sony console I had was a PS2.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And I work where I could get, you know, great deals on that shit. I took a PS3 home for me. You know, the PS3 was just, you had had a chat, but you could only two people can be in there, and you had to stay on the screen. I'm like, what?
See,
Xbox
I was
360. I'm like, we got eight people in a party doing whatever the fuck you want to be doing.
I had never Everybody been an online guy at that point in time. I'm still not much of an online multiplayer, so like none of that really phases me much. You know what I mean?
I play pretty much every evening, at least a little bit with my fucking couple of my homies on Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like how you keep like keep in touch with people. That's the best way. You want to bullshit? Don't call me on the phone. Get an Xbox and play games together online. Mom, fucking call me. Hit me up with a hit me up on Halo or something. I don't play Halo. Enough of this madness. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
So, we thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, buying the shirts, interacting on Twitter, all that shit. It's like, you think about that, not to get all emotional with you guys. I was thinking about some of the fucking people we met doing this shit and how much of a friend I consider a lot of them, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. I was looking for some soft piano music, but I don't have any.
Well, there you go. So, until next week, as always, may you get all the dick and a pussy desire. Remember, a winner is you, and most importantly, be excellent to each other.